Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm excited about our good friend Pam Harper being back on the show. Pam is a longtime 7+ year member of our Brain Trust. She's the founding partner and the CEO of Business Advancement. She is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She is one of the people we turn to, as do many other, especially her clients, on how to get our businesses focused, refocused, to make sure we get the most out of the energy and resources and effort that we put into our business. And a lot of it is because we just, if we get into trouble, if we get upside down, it's because we've lost focus and we're not thinking strategically as the CEOs of our company. We start managing, we start getting in the trenches, and we lose sight of where we're going. Pam is going to help us with that. Pam Harper, welcome back.
Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Pam, you've one of the things you've been working on is are some steps, three steps, you say, that will help us sharpen our strategic focus. And I'm glad you want to talk about this today, because as you may remember and as my audience knows, for a couple of years now, I've really been boring in on getting, and they're probably saying, yeah, boring is the word. I've been focusing on getting small business owners to think of themselves in their role as the CEO, the chief executive officer of their company, not just the manager of their business, but the CEO of their company, which means that they have to decide where they're going and how they're going to get there.
Absolutely. In fact, I believe that you can be a gang of one, and you're still the CEO. I mean,
right.
I have a small business myself, and that is definitely the way I view it.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Somebody has to do this job. If the business is going to succeed, if the business is going to grow, if you're going to sustain your efforts, somebody has to do this. And if not you, who?
That's exactly the point. And the real issue is that we tend to get caught up, you know, business is going on as usual, and lo and behold, years have gone by, and maybe things have changed. In fact, not maybe, they are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always easy to see. I mean, you can see the big things happening for sure, but there are so many little things that happen on a day-in and day-out basis, and Jim, you and I have talked about this before. You know, it's a customer, one or two customers change. Some employees change. Not everybody, mm-hmm. not every customer. Technology is always changing.
Yep.
I mean, every day there's announcements, and it changes everything, and in some ways, people don't always have an easy time recognizing it. And so,
the thing is, especially in the area of technology, when that thing changes, one of two things happens. It either creates an opportunity or a disruption, but nothing stays the same.
Absolutely. Nothing ever stays the same. In fact, you know, you hear people saying, are you ready for change? Well, the fact is, ready or not, here it is.
That's right.
So the question is, what are you going to do about it? And one of the things that we work with our clients on is getting them to recognize what is happening by working through contrast. You know how when you go to the optometrist for a vision check,
mm-hmm.
and they always say with the lens, you know, and the refraction instrument, you know, which way is better, choice one or choice
two? Right.
And that's what I think, it's an easy way in some respects to begin to look at what is the same and what is different. And so what I've been writing about this time and what I'm sharing with people on our Harper Report that just is coming out today is three of the examples, three immediately practical ways that you can look at what is happening in your own business It doesn't have to take forever, but just by looking at what is and isn't happening. And that is what we're talking about.
Well, and we're going to get into those three folks in the as we move on into the rest of our visit with Pam. Pam, the thing is, when we talk about change, one of the things that I've learned from you and from other people who focus on these things is that it's not enough to just accept change. It's not enough to manage change. If you're the CEO of your company, you have to be the leader of change.
Amen.
That means that you're grabbing a hold of and you're embracing change. You're using change to your advantage before it's even fully evident to other people.
Well, that's right. And that's how you stay ahead of the game.
That's right. Otherwise, folks, you will be run over by it. Now, there was a time when change moved a little slower, and you could sort of, you know, walk out of the way, step out of the way of change. Not so today. You will be run over. That's just the way it is. 20 till, right back with our good friend Pam Harper. We're going to talk about those three things, those three ways to sharpen your focus.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.